All right, it's a little overdrive here, a little addendum with Lindsey Williams. We'll obviously have to get back up next week if we can do it to flesh more of this out and take calls. I want to point out there's been another shooting, at least two shot, hours ago at Virginia Tech, same place where they had shooting before. A lot of suspicious stuff in the last one. We'll see what's happening here. You know, as Blagojevich gets 14 years in prison, when compared to the rest of the Obama mafia, he's nothing, Corzine and others. Just incredible that happened. But I certainly won't cry in my milk at night about it. But, Lindsey, there was one other point you were going to get to, and then anything else he told you 7 days ago.
Paper, can you afford to lose it? Any paper you've got, anything that you've got in the way of assets that's in paper, if you can't afford to lose it, you better get out of it immediately. There is going to be a financial crash, but it'll take place down the line when you least expect it. Same thing with Iran. When you least expect it, you're going to have gasoline at the gas pump, $8, $9, and $10 a gallon, and it'll probably go there overnight when the conflict starts with Iran. They will take the price where they want it to go. Many of you remember that about 9 months ago, I went to them after the Egyptian conflict, and I said to my latest friend, what in this world are you doing? I said, you told me it wasn't going to be with Iran, but there would be a conflict in the Middle East. And he said, yeah. And I said, but what are you doing over here? Why is this happening? And he gave me, and I appeared on your show and told it, Alex, and it startled you. I said, everything that they're going to do in the Middle East, and have you noticed that each nation has been taken in the exact order that I gave it right here. You'll find it in the archives of the Alex Jones Show, not because I gave it, but because my latest friend gave it to me. It, first of all, was that was Egypt, and then it went down to Gaddafi. And then each one of these nations, one after the other, everything has happened exactly as they said. Egypt, Libya, Kuwait, Yemen, and now they're right down to Syria. And next will be Saudi Arabia, even though most people and most newsletter writers don't think there's going to be a crisis there. It will happen. They're getting the Bakken field of North and South Dakota and Montana ready. You must see the largest oil rig that has ever been produced on the face of the earth. You'll see it in our new presentation, 2012, the beginning of the end. It's on Gull Island. They're going down 8 miles. They know that there's the mother lobe of all oil fields there, and it'll be brought in just about the time that the Middle East situation gets so hot that they produce it from America's own oil fields at $150 to $200 a barrel, if you can even get it at the gas pump. And by that time, you'll be begging for gasoline. You'll be begging for the new world currency. You'll be begging for the new world order. Okay, one thing, Alex, that I do need to touch on, though, that I just barely touched on the earlier segment. I was so fascinated when I found out what their think tank has found out. 2012, they know, the elite know good and well, that in 2012 there's going to be some things take place that they have never seen take place on the face of the earth before. And when I was given this, I had to go do some studying on my own, even though for many, many years I have tried to give out the Word of God the best I could. Why didn't things happen in the year 2000? They were supposed to have. I and nearly every other Christian that I know of thought that something was going to happen on the year 2000, and it didn't. Nothing took place. And I must admit to you, I was a little disappointed. I'm not talking about the coming of Jesus Christ. That is not my subject matter here at all. I'm talking about some sort of divine manifestation, intervention, something taking place. Nothing happened in the year 2000. It took the elite to find out why. 2012, now please, let me give it to you quickly if I can, in the Old Testament.
I'll tell you what, Lindsey, let's do this. The show's absolutely over. Can you come on at 11:30 Central tomorrow?
Be more than happy to.
Jaron, are we open at 11:30 tomorrow on the show? Okay, we will call you at 11:30 and do 30 minutes on the Devil's Messiah and this information we didn't get to tomorrow, Lindsey. I really appreciate you joining us. That's it for this broadcast. It'll go back into rebroadcast with the FEMA camp and ATF news that's coming up after this break. In the retransmission. Lindsey, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 11:30 Central, okay?
Thank you, Alex. Lord bless. Have a good day.
All right, folks. See you tonight, 7 o'clock with Key Info.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Here we are live. It is the 8th day of December 2011 on this Thursday edition. I had the Austin police chief in studio with me yesterday, and I appreciate him having the courage to come in here and get grilled. And when I brought up Fast and Furious, he said, well, yes, when it's killing police officers, it's probably not a very good idea, and I don't like it. We need stronger statements against Eric Holder and the Justice Department who've been caught perjuring themselves and who were caught shipping tens of thousands of guns directly to cartels in Mexico to knock out their competition and allow them to ship drugs into the United States. I told you about this back in February at PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson was the first to write on it. Out of federal filings and federal court cases where national security was declared in Sinaloa drug cartel cases in Chicago, Illinois, and El Paso, Texas. Months after that, the El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune had blurbs buried in just boring headlines about Sinaloa drug cases. The U.S. government declared national security and did admit that they'd allowed cocaine to be brought in and did allow money to be laundered by Sinaloa. Fast and Furious was just one section of that. But the main caveat that is the key to it all, the cherry on top, was that it was clearly to blame the Second Amendment. Now, I've told all the journalists out there, if you go do the research, and we've done the newscast, we've written the reports ourselves, you can go get your Pulitzer Prize for it if you want. We told you 2 years ago that they were having stings on gun shows and staged events. We got documents leaked to us. They were using illegal aliens for that. They did it here in Austin. We blew the whistle on that, setting people up. They even had fake licenses. Somebody buys one in a private sale, they still throw the book at you. We went over all that here on air. And we also noticed that there were other speeches given by Eric Holder in Texas, in Arizona, and in other states where he said, we've got guns from the U.S. coming back in. We've got to ban assault weapons again and ban more than one firearm being sold and get licensing for everybody. And they talked about their gun tracking programs. That's how I knew when they got caught doing all this in the first months of 2011, that they'd already been involved, that he knew, because there were the stinking press conferences. And we went and dug up the press conferences and played them here with the deputy attorney general, the attorney general, and Miss Napolitano, all of them. I mean, right there, perjury. And I said, you watch. They're going to go into Congress and tell us to stop trying to make political points. Bush was doing the same program, because I knew about this program 6 years ago from Sully Castile and others, former DEA agent, when they tried to recruit him to train Los Zetas near Kingsville at one of those big ranches. And I knew Sully, who they set up and put in prison. He's set to get out soon for selling somebody some shotguns at a gun show. I know he wasn't the guy that made stuff up, and we had other intel on that. So we were 6 years, or I guess technically about 5 years, because this is broken the last year or so. We were 5 years ahead of the curve as usual, because we live in the real world. Well, once you know the government's gun running, drug running, child kidnap running, sex slave running, factory slave running, you watch congressional hearings about it, nobody gets in trouble. Once you aren't naive anymore, you know what's going on. And, you know, I raised that because the police chief's in here, and I'm going, what about Fast and Furious? And he was doing the Sergeant Schultz thing of, I know nothing. But he knows that's so big. He's like, by the way, that guy's real smart. He knows about all this stuff. He says he listens to the show. Of course he knows. And I quizzed him. He does listen a lot. But the point is that he said, well, that is too bad. No, it's not too bad. It's criminal. And it's a window into false flag. It's a window into government staging things. I cornered the police chief after the show, and I said, listen, here's this film about Oklahoma City. And I said, Eric Holder got caught. His emails got released in lawsuits where he was, you know, sending emails about covering up what really happened. And it's a D-Day emergency for the Justice Department, job number one, to cover up what happened in Oklahoma City. Well, we know what the cover-up was. The ATF went in there and blew that building up and set up their own military patsy who was involved with them. We got all the witnesses, the cops that saw it, the head of the HUD department who saw it, all of them, those they haven't killed. Okay, so when I sit here and tell somebody the government, criminal elements of it, bombed Oklahoma City, I'm not just saying that. When I tell you the government shipping guns into Mexico and drugs back in, I'm not just saying that. Okay, when I tell you they're going to implode the world market through derivatives and take over country by country, and I list which country they're going to go after first, and then the next, and the next, and the next, it's because it's all public if you will only open your eyeballs up. It'd be like if you looked over your neighbor's fence, and it looked like they were putting a body bag in a hole they dug 6 feet long, 6 feet deep. And it looks like they're picking up a heavy body dropping. And then you say, oh, that couldn't be. I'm sure they're just burying something else. No, if it looks like a body, it might not be. But you've got to go investigate. You got to go, hey, Fred, what are you burying there? Or you got to wait till Fred leaves town and go dig into there and find out. Or you've got to call the police. It's the same thing. Oh, I just don't want to believe that, Alex. Arde Saveda was telling me in the hall. That just couldn't be true. Couldn't be true. They've been caught red-handed. And it's the same with people all over this country. None of us, not Arde Saveda, not his family, not me, not my family, not Ron Paul, no one, as Ron Paul said a few months ago in a debate, they were talking about secret arrests and killing of American citizens without warrants, anything. It's one thing to say, go out and get somebody dead or alive, they resist, kill them. But bring them back. We want them to face trial. We want intelligence. You don't want trial or intelligence when you're involved in a fraud. And Ron Paul said, any of you could be next. Any of you politicians and media people, this can be used on you. And now they're saying it will be used against the general public. None of us are safe. Let me say it again. No one is safe. Corzine set any minute to take the stand before Congress. And he says he's going to take the fifth. That's in the Washington Post. And is going to say he doesn't know where the now $3 billion went. The head of the company doesn't know. That's what America's turned into. They take people's private accounts. They go gobble up and buy companies and then take people's private brokerage bank account. A lot of people have bank accounts in those and have credit cards on them. They take your money and then say, I don't know where it is. Listen, this is a trial balloon to see if they can get away with this. But you know what? Don't believe me. Just watch the next five phases come into place. So all of this comes out. I knew they were blaming the Second Amendment. I knew they were setting this up 2 years ago. I knew really 6 years ago, but I was sure 2 years ago, and I've been beating the drum ever since. And here it is. Confirmed. ATF plotted to use Fast and Furious to demonize Second Amendment. PrisonPlanet.com. Now, this went up yesterday afternoon. It's already scrolled off the main page. It's in the archive area. I think I'm going to ask Kirk to repost it in the main area. But Paul Watson has this article. ATF created the problem so they could be the solution to it. That is a quote out of CBS News. Well, something weird's going on. CBS News had an article 2 days ago of why Ron Paul is right on 10 points. What's going on here? I mean, has the mainstream media figured out they've lost all credibility, so they're desperately trying to get some of it back? I don't know. Or maybe even people in the power structure have figured out, do we really want a kind of like Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia-style tyranny? I mean, is that good for anybody? No, it's not good for anybody. Even the elites are creating a system that's going to destabilize their control. Because once you have a total tyranny, the people under you always know they can knock you off. Freedom and due process protects everyone, even the criminals. Now, continuing, as we postulated when the scandal broke, wasn't postulation, the Fast and Furious program that saw the ATF deliver guns into the hands of Mexican drug gangs was admittedly exploited to demonize the Second Amendment and push new gun control regulations. Documents obtained by CBS News show that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives discussed using the covert operation Fast and Furious to argue for controversial new rules on gun sales. That's a quote. Emails obtained by the network show ATF agents discussing how they could tie guns involved in Mexican violence to gun deals and gun dealers based in the U.S. to justify the implementation of the Demand Letter 3, a regulation that required gun stores to report the sale of multiple rifles, which they went ahead and did outside law. They tried to pass the law this year. They couldn't, so they just said, we don't need laws anymore. By the way, they've already got long rifle, shotgun, or handgun, how many you're getting, through the FBI, instant background registration is what it is. Okay? Gun dealers don't like you to know that because then you won't buy from them. You'll go out and do a private sale. But that's what's going on here. And so when they say, oh, we just want to know if you're selling, you know, more than one rifle or handgun, if it's semi-auto, we just want to know. They already know. It's about telling them what to do outside of law, setting that precedent. Because that's the essence of tyranny. Just do whatever you want. And they will do what they want. They are taking the death benefits of all U.S. military personnel. Bloomberg reported it almost a year ago. No one seems to care. When you die and you're supposed to get your life insurance, you're not going to get it. It's been announced. And all you cops that serve the system, you're just like in Europe. They're going to take all your pension funds. Firefighters, they're going to take yours. Oh, but wait. People say, oh, well, they're government. They that's welfare. They don't deserve their own money they paid into. Okay, well, in Portugal and in Spain, they're now going to take private pension funds that have begun it. Not even the old trick of a company creating a new subsidiary, moving the assets into that, then bankrupting the old subsidiary and saying, sorry, that subsidiary's bankrupt. You don't get the pension you paid into for 10, 15, 20, 30 years. No, not just that scam. They're going to just take it. And if you don't like it, they can hire some goon who doesn't mind having his pension fund taken because he's a control freak that likes to beat people up. And all because we want to be a bunch of little children and won't wake up to how criminal the government is. All because we insist on being naive. All because we insist on being suckers and schmucks and idiots. Well, not me. I know criminals when I see them.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hey, everybody. Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when you all start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Sundays, 4 to 6. All right, I need to get into the incredible police state developments with the FEMA camps being activated. Unbelievable globalist crime syndicate activity. We've got so much more that we need to be breaking down here today. And I know that we're jam-packed with Gerald Celente coming up and Lindsey Williams, but I do want to open the phones up again for police and military. Now that on top of the NDAA passing,
secret arrest of citizens, troops on the streets, indefinite detention. Now they're activating the camps. And by the way, this broke a day and a half ago. This broke Tuesday night. It's Thursday morning now. And no mainstream coverage. I mean, here's Halliburton, its subsidiary KBR, saying get ready with FEMA camps for collapse, emergency, economic, you name it, barricades, barbed wire, internment specialist. The military announcing they're preparing for it. The government admitting that it's coordinating the arrest of Occupy Wall Street, the federal government is. What are they doing? What's the White House doing in dozens of cities coordinating arrest of people? That's your jurisdiction, because you don't want a central government saying arrest people. That's to stop a fascistic takeover. The founders knew what they were doing. You know, the Austin police chief said the sky would literally have to fall to have military on the streets of Austin. You're already paramilitary police, and you're already taking federal marching orders. I meant to bring up an article of that, because Austin hasn't arrested a bunch of people except in one case. And I meant to ask him, hey, when you did have some of those arrests, because the permit wasn't right or whatever, was that federally driven? And I guess it happened the same weekend that the first coordinated arrest happened. I guess it probably was. I mean, that's just wrong. Man, I should have brought that up. I mean, you realize how creepy that is, regardless of what you think of Occupy Wall Street? How creepy and out of control it is to have the feds coordinating the arrest of people for not having the right permits locally or sanitation issues. That's a local issue. That's, it makes me sick. People, we have these checks and balances for a reason. Our founders went through tyranny. And look at all the other examples in history. And look at this. Look at this. ISA is not going to go forward with any type of impeachment, and they can, against the head of the Justice Department. He says it's up to Obama. Oh, Obama, completely Chicago Mafia run with Rezko and Blagojevich and $500 million here and $600 million there to energy companies that don't build anything. Just a total ripoff, total theft. And General Electric heading up their economic council, openly shutting power plants down all over the country that they don't own because they run the program and have been given a waiver. I mean, just bald-faced criminality, power prices going up, blackouts being announced. I mean, a three-year-old can figure this out. And then this criminal, Obama, with that criminal attorney general. People are like, well, I'm scared of the attorney general. I don't like him either. He was the one running Oklahoma City. You think it's fun to stand up to a murderer like this? But you got to do it. Don't you get it? They're going to ruin everything. They're going to steal everything. They like it. He shipped tens of thousands of firearms directly into Mexico. And when it started to break, they spun it like they were just tracking some guns out of some gun shops. Turns out there were fist fights at ATF locations in multiple areas of the United States, including Phoenix. Because some of them weren't total criminals. And they're like, you've got to stop shipping guns in to Mexico and drugs in. I mean, how much criminality will you accept? How much? Is there a line in the sand? Is there any moral connection to reality? And those of you out there that aren't directly involved in all of this, you know this is going on now. This is all public. There's no excuses. There's no, you didn't know, you didn't understand it. And here it is, the memo is now released, to blame the Second Amendment. To blame the Second Amendment. To blame our right so a criminal government can try to take my rights. Listen, you idiots in government. The war with the British started when they came to get the guns. That was the last straw, folks, of all the abuses. And it's the same thing in Texas with my ancestors. When Santa Anna came and became a dictator and overthrew the government and said, I want those Texans to turn their guns in, who would become Mexican citizens. And they said, you know what, pal? My granddaddy fought the British over this, and I'm going to fight you. And you morons just keep pushing, don't you? You haven't studied history. You think your black balaclava mask scares anybody? You think the American people are going to bend over for you? I assure you they aren't. You criminals. We'll be right back with more news. Stay with us. It's InfoWar.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
the world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live today. I am your host, Alex Jones. And if you're a new listener and you're like, man, this guy's crazy, he's upset, he's angry, do you understand that the government's been taken over by foreign banks publicly who've signed us on to $1.5 quadrillion, that's $1,500 trillion conservatively, that we do not owe, and that the bought and paid for media is playing along with this fraud? And that it's impossible to even pay back if we wanted to be part of the fraud? Do you understand it's debt bondage? Do you understand they've built FEMA camps? Do you understand they've trained the military to go down the street and set up checkpoints and take you to a FEMA camp? Do you understand they've trained and worked with 15 other nations in LE09? It's public with FEMA to come into America and bring UN troops in. That's even the Washington Post now. To use Canadian and Mexican troops, quote, against domestic terrorists. And to use NORTHCOM against us. Do you understand me that they teach at West Point and the Army War College that foreign troops will have to be used in America? Do you understand it's public? 5 years ago, it was secret. This is a global takeover plan. America has been taken over, just like Iraq, just like Afghanistan. You think you're fighting Al-Qaeda? Oh, yes, the people over there fighting are fighting and dying and do have courage. But the Al-Qaeda they're fighting
Most of them are goat herders who've been ordered to go fight, and it turns out their leadership, on record, is paid by the big banks. You're like, well, that doesn't make sense. It makes perfect sense if you're in three-dimensional wargaming. By the way, it goes above three dimensions. But if you can just grasp this, if you're a new listener, everything can really start to move forward in your understanding. And I'm not trying to be condescending, but we don't have time to play games here. If you're big mega banks that want to get rid of people's sovereignty, and you know that the population historically will give up its freedom if they see an outside threat, you go finance the outside threat, and you have giant no-bid contract wars and make trillions of dollars out of it, and you secure the opium and run it up to 13 or 14 times what it was a decade ago, and then when the troops speak out against it, you kill them, like Pat Tillman, and then when that doesn't work, you just have the troops go, yeah, we grow the opium, it's patriotic, Fox News, CNN, BBC. People go, okay, we grow the opium. I mean, come on. The ATF ships guns into Mexico and then blames the Second Amendment. Confirmed. Release documents. Congress has them. Public. Quote, CBS News, ATF created the problem so they could be the solution to it. Oh, I think I've heard that before. Hegelian dialectic. Problem, reaction, solution. Look. Listen. This stuff's all starting to come out because there's good people in the government. I wouldn't be alive right now if most people in the government are good. They are. They're misguided like everybody else. Good apples, bad apples, whatever. But there are people who are compartmentalized. And the media would say, oh, that Alex Jones or Ron Paul or whoever, they're just kooks. But now they've seen everything start coming true. And now they're going, wow, this makes sense. And they're investigating and getting past the little divider of compartmentalization and finding out what's going on right next door to them. And let me tell you, it isn't pretty. I mean, you think I just get up here on air and say the government runs white slavery rings? That's sex slavery, including children. There have been congressional hearings on it. Just type it into YouTube. Type it into Google. And they have hearings where they go, yeah, DynCorp, Halliburton were caught running giant kidnapping rings and slave camps. And the congressperson says, well, are they going to get in trouble? And the Secretary of Defense says, no. I mean, just straight face. No, they're not going to. They get in a penalty box. They weren't allowed to have contracts in that region for a few months. And the congressperson says, that's the only trouble. And they go, yep. Yeah, It's like Corzine, the New Jersey governor, former head of the main enemy, Goldman Sachs, the main J.P. Morgan Chase makes the most of the money, but they're enforcer. Like Goldman Sachs is like Darth Vader to Emperor Palpatine, that is J.P. Morgan Chase, literally. But it's Darth Vader out there hacking everyone up around the galaxy in all these different countries, running things, you know, releasing the financial hitmen, the jackals, the Pentagon actual hitmen and contractors. In these countries, you don't take their business deals, they murder you and your family. I've interviewed the economic hitmen and others here on the show. And they tell these leaders, you will do this or bad things are about to happen. You don't do it? Okay. Oh, your child died of an illness last week. I'm sorry to hear about that. What the doctors say it was. I mean, that's who runs things. We've got to say no to them at some point because they're not going to stop. They're not going to back off. No one is safe until we recognize them and face them. And I'm not worried about myself, and I've even said it. I'm not even worried about my family. I just put them in God's hands because nobody's got a future if we don't stop these people. It's all in. You got to fully commit to it, ladies and gentlemen, and that means going and researching. So it's now admitted that the government has been caught shipping drugs in. That was New York Times Sunday, AFP Monday, but no other news, that they're shipping the guns in to blame the Second Amendment. There you go. And ISSA says that it's up to Obama to fire Holder, fire him. He's not going to fire him. I told you Holder came out, was going to come out and said Bush was involved. And ISSA literally basically needed a diaper break. And that was the end of it. Holder walked in there and said, I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to say anything. We could have maybe handled things a little better, but Bush was involved. And the Republicans all just went, well, we're going to Go ahead and stop the testimony now. Thank you. My Swiss bank account. You reach this corruption level, and the other corrupt groups can get even more corrupt because they've always got dirt on the other group. And then it's just everybody goes to town, and what good old boys wouldn't do 50 years ago. I mean, they'd bid rig and military profiteer on bad parts and aircraft and, you know, run scams and give each other contracts. That's all child's play. In this world, it's like, well, you're not going to run white slaves. You're not with the program, but it doesn't matter. We got all the dirt on you. All your narcotics dirt, all your other dirt. And if you, that's why the movie The Godfather is so good, part one, when you really get knowledge about the world and then you learn that Mario Puzo was actually writing about real people and real things that happened, just changing the names, Frank Sinatra, all of it, where the old Godfather, you know, who's got all the political power, biggest mob don in the U.S., he just runs whores, gambling, and had run liquor, and they come to him and they say, we're going to sell heroin. And he says, I'm not going to do that. That kills people. And so they try to kill him. And that's actually a true story, because it was, the last name wasn't Corleone. There is a mafia family in Corleone over there in the Mediterranean, but they're in Sicily. But the point is that that's how this works. You see, that's the thing about corruption. Okay, run hookers, because everybody wants that anyways. Alcohol, everybody wants that. Gambling, you know, it's a vice, whatever. Run it. Make money off of it. Well, next it's, well, let's bring some drugs in. Let's sell heroin to school kids. And then after that, it's, let's go ahead and run hookers worldwide. You know, young girls we trick into working for us. And then it's, let's actually just kidnap the young 14-year-old girls. And then it's, let's just kill them when they get pregnant too many times. Or, you know what, let's just go ahead and run little kids. Get a lot of money for those. Hey, you know what? Let's go ahead and snuff film little kids. Oh, you're not going to do that? Well, you're already involved in all of this, so you're going along with it. What comes next? Let's just go ahead and take the veterans' death benefits. You know, we'll just confuse them with some procedure, and we own the media. It'll be all right. You know, the public are animals anyways. Let us lose our souls. We're profane. We're not enlightened like the globalists. You know, we're just a bunch of idiots. We deserve it. We're cattle. And here we are. Well, here's a little newsflash. I'm not evil. I'm smart to a certain extent. Got common sense, street smart, survival instinct, most importantly. I could have joined the dark side. There are a lot of people that figure this stuff out who decide to join with the evil. They decide to say, well, it's the winning team, and they join with it. I physically cannot join it. I physically am repulsed by it. I am physically repulsed by bullies and cheats and thugs and sickos and perverts and scammers and abusers, and they are my eternal enemy. Now, I'm going to go to a clip here in a moment that ties into this whole ATF situation, but here's the other angle. Confirmed, ATF plotted to use Fast and Furious to demonize the Second Amendment. And it goes on, ATF created the problem so they could be the solution to it. And CBS obtained the documents showing the ATF at the highest level setting up the Second Amendment to blame it on gun shops in America. Let's continue. The Daily Mail has an excellent article all linked and bibliographed. In a move for global governance, where groups that they're not sure who, but it's companies that is believed George Soros is behind, kind of like we thought he was behind Media Matters, and it turned out he was. They would deny it, and it turned out he was. There's a multi-billion dollar hedge fund buying up for 2-3 times what it's worth gun companies and then shutting them down. And they go out and get all the liberals to sucker in and buy into it, then to go buy up companies and shut them down. And also can get control of companies, so they'll then agree and be spokespeople for gun control. There's no end to the victim disarmament nastiness that's going on. I'm going to cover this more on the nightly news tonight. But I wanted to get to this right now. Chilling 911 tapes illustrate woman shooting home invasion suspect. And I turned on local talk radio this morning. They were playing these clips, and it turned out it wasn't someone she knew. But at the end, she sees him bleeding to death there, and says, or shooting the guys on the ground, and she says, oh, gosh, I hope it's somebody I don't know. And it wasn't somebody she didn't know. They're busting in. She's telling them go away. They don't stop. And the 911 operator's like, well, you know, maybe you shouldn't shoot. Police are about to arrive. And, of course, there's places like California, folks. Beautiful state, a lot of great people, but my goodness, a lot of victims. You know, I got daughters, and they're learning how to shoot guns. Well, the 7-year-old is. The 3-year-old will soon. And when they go away, wherever they go to college, wherever they live, we still have a country then, they're going to have firearms. And they'll live off campus if they have to. When they go on campus, they're going to have a stun gun. And you know what? My girls are going to kill anybody that tries to mug them or touch them. And my son, too. It is such a good feeling that I've got concealed carry holders that work in my office. It's such a good feeling I have a 357 Magnum right here. And we're not waiting to get on our knees to some criminal. We're not waiting with some nut to execute us in the dirt. Feminism. There was a big study came out where feminism is actually the one that degrades women and is misogynistic and devalues them. That was always the plan. Just because they labeled it feminism, get all the women working so the state gets the kids and so you can turn everybody into a slave and end the family. Turn women against men. All social engineering. They said, how do we get women smoking cigarettes? They said, pay the feminists to smoke them. And we'll get the money and it'll kill them. They knew this even in the 30s. And we'll get reduced population with it. They said, okay. They called them liberty torches. Go look it up. Edward Bernays. Your grandma died of cigarette smoking. It was trendy. It's trendy. People run off a cliff if you tell them it's trendy. Well, this woman didn't go with the trendiness. There have been some robberies in the area. She got a 38. Everybody calls a 38 special a 38. Or even a 357. 357 is a deadly round. It's high velocity for a small handgun. And she shot the guy 3 times. She kept coming in. And, boy, you see the photo of the guy. He looks like he was whacked out on Keebler Elf juice or something. Let's go ahead and go to this chilling audio. And the national media, the local media was like, should she have done it? And callers were calling in Texas and saying, no, she should have shot in the air. Oh, yeah, maybe she's in an apartment. Yeah, shoot the people above you. No, if you're going to pull a gun, aim right at the center of them and pull the trigger and unload. Because there are a lot of people, you shoot them once, they get mad. You shoot some really mean person, some crazy person, you don't know what drugs they're on. At least pop them 4 or 5 times. Let me tell you, if I ever pull a gun on somebody, I'm pulling the trigger. You don't aim a gun at somebody unless you're going to pull the trigger. And she did the right thing, but they're all like, she should have fired in the air. Oh, yeah, some guy's breaking in. Well, let's go ahead and go to the tape. Here it is.
He's coming into my front yard. Oh, God, he's coming to the window. I'm going to shoot him again.
No, ma'am, don't.
Where is he? Right there.
There it is.
I'm going to shoot him.
Okay. Ma'am, listen, the officers in the area. I don't want you to fire your gun.
He's coming through the window. Raise me up. He's coming in.
Is he coming into the house?
Yes. I got him.
You shot him again?
Yes.
Or you shot at him?
No, I shot him, sir. He's coming through the window. Okay, there's that. Oh, my God. He's on the ground.
The suspect, 37-year-old Jesse Theus, is shot dead.
Okay. Now, in the full tape, which I'm going to air on the nightly news tonight, he's busting in. It just goes on as he's breaking through the window with his arm. She shoots him once, keeps coming. Shoots him again, keeps coming. Comes through, she shoots him again. And you look at the photo of the guy. In fact, can you guys pull up the ABC News article? It's got his photo. Chilling 911 tapes illustrate woman shooting home invasion suspect. Chilling 911 tapes illustrates woman shooting home invasion suspect. Just click news, it'll come up. I mean, he looks like, from his other previous arrest mugshot, that he was, I don't know, that looks like PCP, LSD, methamphetamine on top of it. I mean, look at him. He looks completely out of his gourd. He looks like Charles Manson. And you know what? It is such a good thing to live in Texas or to live in Arizona or to live in Vermont with our lower crime rates because you don't have a – in Texas, They come by, and if you're home, they barely break in because they understand most houses have got people with guns who are going to kill you. But the media is saying, well, was it wrong to do this? They are, and one local host was, it's kind of scary. So, you know, the liberal, it's kind of scary that she did that. I don't know what I think. I mean, can you imagine having somebody like that as the father of children? This local host has children. Can you imagine fathers who don't have firearms protect their family? I mean, what are you going to do when somebody comes in with a knife or a gun into your house? What are you going to do, just like get out and lick their boots? I mean, what are you going to do? How were we turned into this? How did we become this? How did we get a media that this old woman gets a gun a week before because there's been break-ins in the area, a guy that looks like he's whacked out on every drug known to man, is breaking through, she's shooting him and he's not stopping.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift. A supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we got Gerald Celente coming up right at the start of the hour. We're going to get him on the horn as court signing. Is about to testify. He told the Washington Post, though, he didn't know where the money went. The private bank accounts they took. This is the former head of Goldman Sachs. I don't know where the money went. But he says he's sorry he doesn't know where it went. I'm sorry. I don't know where your private accounts we drained went that weren't even part of MF Global. The media's like, well, that's kind of reasonable. A third committee is now calling him before him. And then they'll act like they're real concerned, while a lot of them, it turns out, in the Democratic Party have been paid off, including Bill Clinton. What was it? He gets $50,000 a month, I was reading Bill Clinton gets, from MF Global. Oh, this is one of the biggest campaign contributors. In fact, just last week, Corzine had a big, $30,000 a plate for the head table, $10,000 for the other plates, to be an Obama fundraiser. They're literally contributing part of the money for their little puppet, Obama. I mean, this is just Chicago mob going, hey, boss, look at the public. They're a bunch of idiots. Let's go ahead and take their bank accounts. Yeah, let's do it. And if they don't like it, we'll just use the army on them. Gee, boss, it's great having a gullible public like this, isn't it? What can we do next? Well, we already put poison in their water to brain damage them, and then when they get cancer, we've got the treatments for that as well. We told them we own their DNA now. It's funny. Oh, boss, we got caught shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, and they caught us shipping the drugs in from Afghanistan and Mexico. Never mind that. These idiots won't do nothing. There's nothing they won't do. We've already got DynCorp CPS grabbing the kids for us to ship overseas. Even when they got caught in Florida, nobody got in trouble. Wow, boss, we can even kidnap their kids now. Yeah, it's a great world we're building. We're good people.
I'm sick of it, and I'm tired of it, and I want it to end.
They deployed another aircraft carrier with nuclear weapons to the Middle East to menace. All that's going bonkers crazy. The reset with Russia's over, with Putin saying the U.S. is messing with their internal elections. Putin, you mean the mega banks that run our country? The oligarchs you kicked out 8-9 years ago? Not that you're good, but you did kick out the Rothschild banks. Every time they arrested a head banker, it would turn out they were Rothschild or Queen of England fronts, and the money had already been transferred out. They were all front men. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back and get into MF Global and the rest of it. We haven't had him on a week and a half with a big update. One of the victims of these criminals. Of the Chicago banker mafia system. Of course, they just use Chicago mob as the muscle on the ground. It's all Rothschild, Rockefeller, British Queenie, Dutch Queenie, and a few others. They're the folks that run empires, takeover of nations. Friendly, nice old lady. She wears a little crown up there, which says, I'm a god and you're a slave. People ask for them. We got them. The opposite of the white flag of surrender is the black flag. That's its oldest use. For more than 3,000 years, the black flag means no surrender and no quarter given. But we'll give quarter to the tyrants if they would just get their foot off our throat. Point is, it is the black flag with Infowars.com on it because there's a war on for your mind. Indoor, outdoor flag. What are these? I said sell them for like $14. They cost us a lot more than the other flags to get made. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the InfoWars black flag of no surrender. You want to fly it outside your house? You want to fly it at your business? You want to have it inside, wherever? It's available at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, and running until Christmas. You can order by the 19th. It's guaranteed delivery. All 18 of my films on DVD. All in their own packages right there for $99.95. That's 70% off on your purchase. Supports the broadcast. Get all your shopping done at once.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.